It's City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our weekly program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Here's Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We are recording this City Desk podcast on Thursday, May 10th at 10:38 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. I got to say it, William. Mm-hmm. What do you think of this weather?
You know, I've been saying that sitting out on the back, you know what I'm saying? And I really don't have too many bugs at all, but a nice cool breeze, it's like, oh, I don't really want to talk about it, knock on wood, I want it to stay longer.
Well, one of the things that I was reminded about yesterday was in speaking to John Cowart, who is the superintendent for Oscarinda over all of the North contract infrastructure work. Mm-hmm. This would be 55 miles of roads from Point Cadet all the way over to the I-110, a little bit past I-110. 55 miles of roads. Last year, it was like, at this time, it was like a big mud bog. Mm. If you will recall, we had record-setting levels of rainfall this time last year.
That's right, that's right.
So what they have been able to do is they've been able to make good progress. I want to say tremendous progress. But the bottom line is they now have, I think he told me it was 185 workers out there on any given day. They're working 6 days a week. Okay, so what does all this mean? By the end of June, they're going to have the entire sewer line and installed and activated on Division Street. That's from the west end of Division Street all the way down to the east end. What that means is they're going to then be putting in the drainage lines that go on top of the sewer lines. They're not as deep, and they're going to be putting in the drainage boxes along both sides of the road. Everybody says, yeah, but tell me when I'm going to see pavement on Division Street. The contractor, John Cowart of Oscarinda, told me yesterday that in October you're going to see pavement from one end of Division Street all the way to the other. Now, we're talking about a base coat of pavement, but what this means is you will not be driving on a dirt road come October on Division Street. Meanwhile, on the south end where we have Hemp Hill Construction working along Highway 90 right now, and they're adding a 16-inch water line that essentially runs from downtown Biloxi north of the highway, and it's going, the first phase is going all the way to Seashore Manor, Seashore Methodist Campgrounds over there. We're talking about work that is taking place north of the highway, so they have been minimal lane closures. They're getting ready to do the same thing right south of the CSX railway, running all along Irish Hill. So then what they'll have is a water line on side of Highway 90 on the south end of the project, and then they'll have the water line on the north end of the project running along Irish Hill. That means they're going to be able to start doing the work in the neighborhoods. Right now, Hemp Hill is telling us that it's great because we don't have to have any lane closures on 90 or on Irish Hill for the most part. But we're going to be getting into these neighborhoods, and we're letting people know now, some of the cuts have to be as much as 20 feet deep. Mm. And the right-of-way on some of these neighborhood roads is not that wide. So there are going to be some road closures. There's going to be some inconvenience. But just be aware that, that's coming up. It's going to be the similar, I hate to make this comparison, but similar to what you're seeing on the North contract in that a road's going to be closed. The difference between this and the North contract is not all of the roads are going to be closed at the same time. The great thing Hemp Hill's doing, and this is because Mayor Gillage had the foresight to make sure it was in the contract, they're finishing as they go. Whenever you look along Highway 90 right now, where they added that big 16-inch water line, you're already seeing grass growing in some of the places where they previously had a big trench box. So people are seeing the progress. They're appreciating that. And, you know, Oscarinda, they're watching and saying, hey, we don't want to be left behind. So it's kind of good we're going to have that little rivalry.
And on the website, wasn't there a thing you click on and a man would come on and give you little updates and whatever? Is that still happening?
Every month. And when you go to that front page of the city's website, go over to the bottom right and it says Restore Biloxi. When you click on that, and we're talking about a 3 to 4 minute video every month that tells you with maps and pictures, here's what's going on. One of the great things John Cowart did this past month, and it's still on there. It shows you why they have to tear up a street more than once. In other words, they put the water line on one side, they put the sewer line on the other, then they have to come back and do drainage. So William Sackett says, why can't they do that all at once? The reason they cannot do it all at once, and they would love to, Hemp Hill as well as Oscarinda, that means they would have to close the entire street. That means that school buses, fire trucks, police cars, ambulances, nothing will be able to get. The streets under the contract must remain open. It can only be a temporary closure. So there's no way they can do all the work at one time. Mail's another thing. People still mail letters. The postmaster, the post office workers, letter carriers have to get through just a wide array, not to mention the business owners and the residents. Mm-hmm. So that work is underway. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton joins us, public affairs specialist for the city. I've done all the talking. Add something to this show.
Well, I know this is recorded on Thursday, but tonight, this evening, will be the second installment of the 11th annual Preservation in May series. Now, this event will be at the Biloxi Visitor Center from 5 to 7 p.m., and it's the Mississippi Civil Rights Site Study Resource. Resource Study Open House. Now, this is going to be an open house where the public is invited to learn about the study process and share their insights on protecting civil rights related to historic sites and places. Now, this study started in 2017 when Congress passed a law directing the National Park Service to conduct a special resource study of nationally significant civil rights related historic sites in Mississippi and determine the potential for the designation of a new national park unit.
Yes, but do we have one in Biloxi?
Do we have one?
One of these sites they're looking at.
Yes, they are. The
Gilbert? The Dr. Gilbert R. Mason Medical Office, former site, over on Division Street is what they're looking at, making that a national park site. We're not talking about making it a national park, but it was such an important location in the civil rights movement that it was the office of Dr. Gilbert R. Mason, who was a longtime civil rights leader, dare I say icon here in Biloxi, and gained national prominence. Another location I know they're looking at in Mississippi is the former home of Medgar Evers. So what they're trying to do is identify a number of these sites that need to be protected so that we will always remember the significance of these sites in the history of our country, history of our state, and the history of our community. So that's part of Preservation in May. It's going to be this evening. What time and where?
Again, 5 to 7 at the Biloxi Visitor Center. It's free and it's open to the public. And this is a series of events that goes on every Thursday in the month of May, with the exception of Monday, May the 21st, where they're going to have their Biloxi Preservation Awards. Now, they're taking nominations for awards until May the 11th. And I believe they'll.
Friday.
Yeah, we talked about that on our show last week.
Now, we've got another thing coming up, and I know we need to move fast because it's going to be a long show. There's a significant event coming up. I just talked about Division Street, but at the west end of Division, we're going to be doing something.
It's the Keesler Gate Phase 1 groundbreaking. That will be Friday, May the 11th at 10 a.m., and it will be at the area of 301 Forest Avenue off of Division Street. There will be a little groundbreaking where we're going to have some officials that will be there.
You're going to have state and federal officials that will be there, as well as leaders of Keesler. And the significance of this project is that I think it's a $7.5 million project right now, and it's going to move inside of Keesler. In other words, from Forest Avenue, which is a north-south street at the end of Division, this work is going to all be west of Forest going into Keesler. So this is not going to be a roadway the public will be able to use for some time. Phase two of the project is going to go from Forest Avenue all the way to I-110 on Division. The significance of that is we're going to be dressing up that streetscape there. We're going to have new businesses lining the street. And when William Sackett is coming from Timbuktu on Interstate 10 and he needs to get to Keesler Air Force Base, you come off of Interstate 10, you get on I-110, and boom, you get right off on the Division Street exit, and you're going into the main entrance of Keesler Air Force Base. You do not have to get on busy Highway 90. You do not have to cross a train track. you're going to go right into the base, and it's going to be a super monumental presence that a base of this size and this prestige should have. Don't you agree?
Oh, definitely. In fact, that convenience is going to be a tremendous asset, and it does. You won't have to come all the way down to go all the way across and then turn around and try to get into the original or main gate. You'll have a shortcut with the same kind of prestige when you walk in. So this is long overdue.
Okay, here's something else that Cecilia Dobbs Walton has been working on real hard behind the scenes. What is B News Monthly?
B News Monthly is a new monthly newsletter that is going to go out starting for next month for June the 1st. It's going to go to all residents and businesses in the city of Biloxi, and it's just going to be a collection of information about the city of Biloxi, what's going on. You'll be able to get the information directly to your home in your mailbox so you stay up to date on things that are going on in the city of Biloxi. And also it will have the community calendar, which has been going out to a small number of residents.
This is going to bring a whole new sense of community to Biloxi because people are going to know, A, what's going on, B, what's coming up, and C, what can I be involved in and what do I need to voice my opinion on. Mayor Gilich and Mike Leonard, I'm very happy to say, had the foresight to give Cecilia and I the green like to do this if we could do it with no new money. So we are doing it with no new money, and we looked at things that we already do, whether it's the State of the City mail out, the Storm and Flood Preparedness Guide, the Water Quality Report, and we are using those platforms and merging them into this monthly newsletter to where we're not looking for new money. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to have some great support from our friends over at the Biloxi Shuckers, and I want to let people know that we've got a 10-game homestand coming up with the Biloxi Shuckers. It's one or two this year. I think there are maybe two or three of them, but what's special about it is the Shuckers, they're clicking on all cylinders right now. They have a great lead as first place right now. They are drawing really great crowds over at MGM Park, and they're going to be home for 10 games. And Cecilia, they've made this more of a family atmosphere over here in minor league baseball.
They have, definitely, especially with 10 games being here. They try to have activities every single night when they have a home game. And this Saturday is when they return, May the 12th, where the Biloxi Shuckers are going to play the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for 5 days. And then they're going to play the Chattanooga. I'm not sure what the name of their
Lookouts.
Team is.
Chattanooga Lookouts.
But Saturday, they call it their fan favorite, Pippa the Pig, is going to be at MGM Park for a special meet and greet. And we met with one of the Shuckers the other day. And one of the Shucker employees the other day, and they said that this is extremely, extremely popular.
Pippa the Pig. Have you ever heard of Pippa the Pig?
Never heard of Pippa the Pig. Is it a pig or is it a person or what is it?
It's going to be special. That's what it's going to be.
Okay.
Yes.
Whenever I heard Pippa the Pig, I just kept my mouth shut because I was out of the loop. Go ahead.
But apparently it's very popular on Biloxi Shuckers. Yes, and for families. So Pippa's going to be at the park on Saturday, be able to meet and greet with the fans at 5:30, but beginning at 5 p.m., the Wayne County War Eagle Band will be on site for a live pregame concert, and then they'll also have yard games on the north lawn of the ballpark. Then on Sunday, the Biloxi Shuckers will partner with the Downtown Yoga Ocean Springs organization and have a pregame yoga session on the field. This will be at 11:45, and the session will run from 11 to 1, but there are limited spots, so they ask you to reserve tickets.
Now that's an interesting sight to behold on a baseball field, yoga classes, and that's okay. That's good.
It's minor league baseball. What else?
But like I said, it's making it family oriented. Things for family members to do. Okay. Then on Sunday is every Sunday home game is Military Salute Sunday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union, where they offer discounts, and of course the Shuckers wear their military themed jerseys.
But your favorite night at the ballpark for home games is Monday night. What happens on Monday nights? Come on, you better know.
That's where the dogs are allowed. They call it the doggone good time. You can bring your pooch to the ballpark on Mondays, and they can go on, I believe, the berm.
The
outer edge.
They will not go on the field.
No.
But that's cool. That's a way to get your dogs out and about when you leave the home, and you can bring them to the game and enjoy the game.
You spend time together.
Exactly right. A family affair. That is one of the greatest things, and it is so much better when they are winning games. And right now, they're not just winning games. They're in first place.
Yep, so that's cool. So about all that information, you can go to our website at Biloxi.ms.us. We have a tab on there where you can go and find Shucker's information.
Now, you listening to this podcast, and I hope you're listening, William Sackett, one of the things in this podcast is we give you up-to-date information as best we can every Thursday morning, and it stays online. But in the B-Mail, we also give you details about individual things. But this B-News Monthly, what's going to be great about that is it's got the big calendar of events in it, and we're giving you pictures of some of these projects that we talk about on a regular basis. Real quickly, to end the show, Howard Avenue, you see the work going on right over there in downtown. When's it going to be finished? Do you know?
October.
She is on the ball. She's exactly right. You see the crosswalk coming up over at MGM Park between the Beau Rivage Employees Parking Garage and the Beau Rivage itself. What we're looking at there is it's an MDOT project. It's scheduled to be finished in December. So get out and support your Shuckers. Make sure you see the news on the city's website, Biloxi.ms.us. And what else should people sign up for?
Well, first, looking at mailboxes in June for the B News Monthly. We'll also have some of those around city facilities. But you also sign up for B Alert. Text BILOXI Biloxi to 888-777 to stay up to date on advisories.
And speaking of that alert, I have gotten a half dozen, and I know exactly what's happening, if there's anything happening in Biloxi by using that.
We try not to overload people with it. We might send one today, and it might be 2 or 3 days before we send one. It's got to do with traffic, and it's got to do with major info that you need on the go.
There's always something happening in Biloxi. You've been listening to City Desk, news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.